This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, May 4. The Father. Our reading comes from Galatians chapter 4. You are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are his child, God has also made you an heir. Sometimes people say we are all God's children. And it's true that God made us all. That's why we call God our Father. But it's important to clarify what it means to be God's children. First, Jesus, who is the second person of the Trinity, is God's one and only Son. This underscores Jesus' unique relationship with God the Father. But through Jesus, and by belief in God's power to save us through him, we too are God's children. As the Apostle Paul explains in Galatians 4, God sent his Son, that is Jesus, to save us because we were cut off from God. We were separated from God because of our sin. But now, through Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, we can be adopted as God's children. And we can enjoy all the rights and privileges of belonging to God the Father as his heirs. Confessing, "I believe in God the Father," should flood our hearts with praise and thanksgiving as we remember this. God, in his great mercy, has forgiven all our sins and made us his children. This should also give us great comfort. Surely God, who did not spare his only Son, will spare nothing to watch over and keep us, his children. In turn, let us also love the people around us and call them to trust in God as their Father too. Pray with me. Our Father in heaven, help us to share your fatherly love in a world that desperately needs to know you. Through Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.